middle of the night. And they're like, fine, well, whatever, we'll find a spot for you, you know, somewhere else or whatever. But I do the middle of the nights because I started listening to the CBC late night, the Brave New Waves, and it freaked me out in a good way. And I'm like, man, this is so cool. You know what they're playing? It's just weird. Like, I guess I was a little sick of the hits and all that stuff at that point. I was quite young, and I got pretty enthralled with the overnight. So that's the reason why we do Night Danger Radio. I'm not sure about you, David. Like, I'm not sure why you you choose to do, you know, late nights or whatever.
Well,
but
I was a night owl, not so much anymore, which is a shame. But whatever. You know. Again, late night was generally when we had clock radios, you could actually decompress and fall asleep, and then you listen to all the stuff. And then sometimes you get jostled awake, like, what was that? You know?
Right.
But it's when you're a kid in school, you don't want to, procrastinate with homework or something. You listen to music late at night.
For real.
And it's just the only time you could have everybody else in the house is sleeping, you have time to listen to radio. So
yeah
that was it. And of course it was the good stuff came out on night, you know.
I agree,
because remember CBC was a classical until like classical, then jazz, and then the all the weird stuff came out.
Yeah, then like, Brent Banbury, or for me it was more Patti Smith, that was my kind of host when I started really getting into it. But those folks changed my life for the better.
Yeah. And I think one other reason why here is because nobody wanted to do overnights. And then the buses stopped running. So you go, I say, well, I'll take it right up to 6, you know. So I took the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you have this certain freedom because it's after midnight and the SoCan, like, is like, this CanCon, they don't even count it after midnight. So
right. No, for sure. Amazing.
And then you can be more pushed the envelope. You know?
For sure. So listen, folks at home, we'd love it if you gave some of the late night radio shows some love. For sure. Whether it be Night Danger, whether it be, Mr. Mumbles, Manitoba Moon on Friday nights, you know, David goes from 12:30 till 6 in the morning, for Pete's sakes. Oh, my God. That's, to me, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm pretty happy to get out of here. But you do, like, 5.5 hours. My God. Yeah, that's
well, 6,
ridiculous.
Sometimes used to do, for a while, used to do 8, because the morning show we had the live show, morning show at the time, and he'd be in sick or can't do the show this week, Dave. And he's like, oh, I can just throw on some stuff for a couple more hours. And,
yeah, unbelievable.
Which was a bit of a stretch. Yeah, I was long already. But basically it was like all or nothing. Like I do 6 hours or 5.5, or I'll have to, well, I got to work in the morning, so I'll have to have an old show or pre-record, or I'll have something set up. Oh, it's still programmed. It's still curated. You know,
yeah, so. For real. I mean, that's no joke, people. Like, I honestly, 204-774-6877, and give us a call. Give some love to Manitoba Moon. I haven't mentioned The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan, which is that is on Thursday night. And so Patrick does something neat. He goes 12 to 3, just like I do.
Yep.
And then he does like kind of a playlist thing, yeah. You know, till 6 in the morning. And Patrick's a pretty genius musical guy. Like, I mean, Patrick is really was the closer for me to come on CKW. Like, I heard Patrick's show a bunch of times, and I was like, damn, this is crazy. And and then of course Mr. Mumble's show, and then there was another show that was on here for a while, but they moved over to UMFM, and I believe they're still on. I'm sorry, fellas, but the Wee Hours is a show that really influenced me and freaked me out.
Let's start here, so there you go.
Yeah, they started here, but I think they're on air now at UMFM still. That's Twisty and those guys, so great guys over at UMFM there. But 204-774-6877. Let's do some love for one of the late night shows here. Don't forget about Metal Monday, which goes midnights. They pre-record a fair amount, but they're live sometimes and stuff like that. And we obviously cannot forget about our friend who actually came in and did a live show. He hasn't been doing them lately, but Johnny Sizzle, Martin R. Howell, was in the studio the other night, you know, doing Winnipeg. Well, I don't know if he calls it Winnipeg Arena's on Fire anymore. I think he just calls it Comic Book Radio Theater, which is legendary. We all know that that John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thens kind of immortalized Johnny Sizzle in one of his songs, which is pretty crazy, about reading comic books on the radio. You don't get that anywhere else. So, yeah, Pledge Winnipeg Arena's on Fire. That's just such a killer song. I know, you know, Martin's kind of taken a little bit of a break because I think Martin was doing it for like 17 years or something ridiculous. And I think he was just like, okay, I need a break, which is understandable. But I wouldn't doubt he's going to be back doing live radio again in a little while.
There's a lot of episodes that we've, I mean, they're all in the can, and they haven't been really aired too much.
Oh, really?
So there's all the great. We're set for a while.
Oh my God, that's awesome! I'm so happy about that for sure. So, yeah, amazing stuff. But www.ckw.ca, and then hit the donate now button, and you're helping us because we are stuck at $38,361. So I really, really would like to leave here at 3 o'clock over $39,000. So if you can help us out getting towards our $60,000 goal, which we'd like to be at by Friday after or Friday evening at 6 or 7 o'clock. That's technically when Fund Drive kind of ends, but yeah.
Yep. 774-6877. Is the number to call and support. If you've heard the spiel about all the programming here, and any of that sort of clicks, you'll know the value of CKW for yourself. So you just $75, $250, just 774-6877, area code 204, or go to online fundrive.ckw.ca. You'll see those what amounts you want to select there, and let the fingers do the talking and walking.
Yep. And it's 2:07 in the morning right now. Remember, the all-time world record for Night Danger Radio calls is 2:33 in the AM. So maybe you want to call in after that. But don't wait that long. Just call now. 204-774-6877. It's us out.
Before that, do you remember Columbia House? You remember Columbia House?
Hell yeah.
More than I do.
Yeah.
My sisters are more into Columbia House. They
loved it.
They have like that. Well, how many cassettes for a penny or something? And the little booklet of stamps.
I thought it was 10.
10?
Was it 10?
But they would like have these packages coming to the post office, and like it's like in their name, and then it's like in my mom's name, and then when one package comes in my dad's name, and then one my grandmother's name, and then like the dog's name. And I'm like, what's the hell is this guy? And they're like, oh, just send it back. Yeah, he's like, it's like Pally's pennies were
The good old days, man. The good old days.
Out, like, how to game the system, basically.
Listen, folks. Before, like, non-Fun Drive related, but I'm looking at the weather radar here. Oh, folks, we're gonna get that blizzard, and I think me and David are gonna be leaving in about 52 minutes or so. Well, longer than that, we got to clean up, but we're gonna be in it. So get ready tomorrow morning if you got to go somewhere, because I think it's gonna get a little bit rough. There's this huge band of snow coming our way. It looks
Are they playing?
It's just Informa. No, but yeah. So heads up on the we got weather alerts happening and stuff like that. So be careful tomorrow, everybody. Maybe just stay home and tune in CKW and get your pledges in and stuff. But
snow day.
Yeah. But we'd prefer it if you called now. So 204-774-6877.
Yeah, we were talking off air whether curlers make better drivers because, you know, sort of have the emotions of,
Yeah, for sure. Oh, don't forget, e-transfers, fundrive@ckuw.ca if you want to e-transfer us or PayPal us or whatever you want to do. So, yeah, personally... you know, if you're a first-time donor, do the 75. You know what? You get the Wicked Fund Drive shirt, and you're also going to get the Friends of CKW card. That is a good value right there. If you use the CKW card for discounts, you'll cover that $75 right away, like crazy, you know. So, all right. Well, what am I? You know, I was
When you pledge for the first time, then it's you'll know you unlock the door, you know.
Yeah.
Then you really know, like,
yeah.
So, oh, this radio station, you sort of understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
You listen to it a little bit more. You sort of get it.
Yeah.
But when you put your money in it, then you get it.
That's right.
You get the whole.
Yeah.
It's like the first time a person takes a certain drugs or something, I suppose. You get it, you know.
It's almost like you pledge, whether it be like 35 or 500 or any point in between, and it's like you're joining the cult. The cult of CKW, you know. Yeah, the army. The CKW army. So, but it's a great community to join, though, I gotta say. It's I'm so happy. 7 years ago I finally did the training, and here we go, we're doing it, and it's super duper enjoyable. So hopefully you're all enjoying it too. Watch out for the weather. And you know what? I think I'm going to play some late night radio songs. What the hell? Because we're talking late night. We're on late night. And then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. And we're going to do a propaganda set in a little bit. And who knows what else is going to happen. But we're, you know, we're all over the board here. And that's the way we like it. So, yep. CKW 95.9 FM Fun Drive 2026. Please call us. We haven't had the phone ringing in so long. 204-774-6877. Or jump on the internet, man.
I don't have internet. Oh, yes, we do, though. Fundrive.ckw.ca. And we have some little pillow talk there. If you're,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's late night. You're like, you know, you should just, yeah, put that money there.
Yeah.
You know, sleep.
For real. It's 2:11. We're starting to lose a little steam here, folks. Come on. Come on. Make that phone ring and wake us up. Dang.
204. 7-7-4-6-8-7-7.
That's right.
I want to scratch that. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Maybe it's... Oh. There you go. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Stretch your wallet. There you
go. Get your wallets out. Get your purse out. Yeah. All right. Here's some late night radio songs for you.
In the midnight hour. We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name's Paige Drowan, and I'm a musician in Winnipeg. The first people at my shows were people from CKUW, hosts. The first people to support my music right from the beginning were hosts. And, like, it was the first time that people weren't just bullying me about my weird art. So you guys' support meant the world to me. Well, I discovered it through reading Stylus, actually, because I'm from the country. Like, I grew up rurally, so I would take the magazines home with me every time I came to the city, and I could listen just until I got up to the perimeter, right? And then it's gone. But as soon as I could be in Winnipeg, I was so excited to be able to listen all the time. Okay, my favorite is always if you turn it on and Martin's on. Johnny Sizzle, any show he's doing, right? I listen to the Comic Book Theater, and, like, his interview style is so good. I like Night Danger Radio. I like Amateur Hour a lot. So fun. CKUW and Community Radio are one of the last places where you can hear a playlist by a human being, right? There's no algorithm. There's no commercial. To pitch to commercial radio as an artist costs thousands of dollars. And that's just to pitch it, right? CKUW is one of the last places where you can hear people making art for art's sake. It needs to keep going. It needs to keep going, especially now when streaming and all of those other things are getting corrupted by AI or crazy things like that, or even just the commercialness, right? Like, I fear a world where the only art you hear is commercial art, right? Commercial music. And because I find that the best stuff comes from people who aren't thinking about what people are going to think about it. And I fear a world where that's the only thing you hear. And I think a lot of people might already be in that place where that's all they hear. And I hope that they can turn on CKUW and find something new.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
distance, feeling of the wind. Feel me locked in the long gray middle. He reaches out and starts to fiddle. Just to hear them howling at the moon.
Ooh, that's sounds pretty spacey, space age here. All right, CKUW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio. We're still here, folks. It's 2:25 in the AM with a blizzard brewing. We got a big mound of clouds ripping through all the way from Saskatchewan through Manitoba, through part of Ontario. And it reaches all the way down to the States. It's actually, there's a little bit in South Dakota right now. And I guess, it looks like it's where? Oh, it's into Michigan even. Wow, crazy. So there you go. It looks like it's missing Thunder Bay, though. Thunder Bay looks like it's clear. But it's right on the cusp of this this big storm, so get ready for some fun driving tomorrow. Yes, indeed. So, all right. Maybe we'll turn the space ageness down a little bit. There we go. All right. So that was an ode to us late night radio folks. That was the Cowboy Junkies, one of my favorite. Got to see them at Folk Fest a few years ago. It's a song called Late Night Radio from Singin' My Meadow, which is part of the Nomad series, which is four records that were just brilliant. I loved it. And that was from 2011 and put out by Leighton Records, which is the Cowboys' own label. Holy cow, I'm pretty tired. What else did we play in there? Oh, the Lurkers with the Midnight Hour. From This Dirty Town, which came out in 1989 on Clay Records. And off the top, we played Winnipeg's own, now defunct, The Horribles with Midnight Show from Winnipeg Riot, a wicked compilation. I'd love to find this, a physical copy somewhere. Maybe one day I'll find it in the thrift stores or something. That'd be a dream find. But that was from 2006. That's on Dionysus Records from back in the day. Yeah. From back in the glory days, I'd say. I think when the Winnipeg Underground really came up was, well, it would be before that too, but those were still crazy, crazy days. I was a lot younger then, jeez. My bones, my knees, they hurt a lot less, I'll tell you that much. So there you go. All right, so what are we going to talk about now? Because it is Fun Drive, and one thing that I forgot to mention, folks, is the more folks pledge, the more cool radio we can do. So, you know, when we hit our $60,000 goal, we can do extra programming unfortunately, everything costs money. Of course, everyone knows that. So in order to put on some specialty programming, we require some cash. So it's pretty imperative that we reach the $60,000 goal. So we can do not only like we can all come in and do, you know, our radio shows. But there's some specialty programs that people probably would like to hear. And, you know, if we hit our goal of $60,000 for the radio station, we can present more specialty programming. Stuff like for Truth and Reconciliation, you know, programs like that, specialty programs, you know, we try and do what we can, but unfortunately, that money thing is always like a, you know, it's a speed bump for us, for sure. And so not only do we have to pay the bills, and we have to pay for all of our licenses, you know, so we can properly and legally broadcast everything too. And we also have, of course, all the things that we need to fix, which kind of sucks. Yeah, we if we have a good enough fund drive this time, we will be able to, you know, broadcast extra programming. And you know what? I also wanted to mention something else that's kind of sucks. You know, I was disappointed, but, you know, we just saw a whole bunch of things close, like shut down, like shutter their doors. And it was distressing. So the first thing that I think that went was, and this is terrible, but Ottawa, they lost their campus and community station. And I don't know the details or anything like that, but I got to say it would be a real shame, you know, if we weren't able to raise enough money and CKW, you know, couldn't continue to broadcast. Because CKW is a really, really important part of the community. We support local. Well, we supported local since 1963. Like, when CKW wasn't CKW, they were CJUC, they were still going out in the community, supporting shows, supporting the arts, and that has continued on to this very day, to this very week. And yeah, amazing you know, community support is what this station is all about. Remember, we're a not-for-profit. We don't broadcast commercials because of you, because you, when you call in or you get on the internet and give us a pledge, that helps us, you know, do all the regular stuff, the regular bills that everyone has to pay. But also, like I said, extra programming, we can do that, and helps us get out in the community and better serve you in the community. So please, please, please give us a call, 204-774-6877. And you know what? I was actually wrong almost the whole night. I didn't get the updated total, but we're actually at $38,436, even better than what I was announcing. What was I saying it was? It was, yeah, 38,000. I said 300 and something. So anyways, we got a few more pledges in, and we're hoping to get a few more before we take off in 29 minutes. So yeah, give us a call. Mr. Mumbles is waiting. He's at the computer waiting for a pledge to come through. So www.ckuw.ca, and then go to the Donate Now button. And get your pledge in to help campus and community radio, independent radio. Yeah, man. Alternative radio, for sure. And of course, because of you, we're also known as listener-driven radio. So there you go. All right. By the way, you just heard Paige Drobot, one of my favorite artists, actually, on the radio. I played so many Paige songs. We'll leave Paige out. I've got a grand plan for playing more Paige. So, but we won't let you in on that yet. But yeah, she just did a wonderful testimonial that you just heard, by the way, in that last music set too. So there you go. But listen, the closures. Let's get back to that for a second. So, you know, Ottawa, they lose their campus station. Horrible news for the folks in Ottawa. But then back here in Winnipeg, we lose the Valor FC, the soccer team in town, which I was quite sad about because I'm a big soccer fan. So that sucks, you know. And then we get word that the Institute of Technology and Trades, I think it's called the Manitoba Institution of Trades or whatever. And we lost them too. They shuttered their doors. And so it's a cautionary tale. Like, if we don't take care of what we got, it could go away. And I don't mean to scare anybody or freak anybody out, but everybody knows that's the reality. You know, we need to basically reach $60,000 by Friday. And if you're out there and you're on the fence, please help us out. 204-774-6877 or www.ckuw.ca. And yeah, fund drive at ckw.ca for your e-transfers and your PayPal stuff, you know, for sure. So yeah, listen up. I'm going to do a propaganda set because we got Jord, the unbelievably good drummer, not good drummer, great drummer for the band, came in and did a testimonial for us, just like you heard Paige do and Jorge do from the Mariachi Ghost. So let's do it. Let's do a propaganda set. We'll get Jord in there to tell you folks, you know, again, why CKW is so important to the community. I'm going to start with a prop song, though, and this is called Rock for Sustainable Capitalism. Hell yeah. You know what? I don't even know how to say this record name yet. And after all these years, like if Jord's out there listening or Chris or, you know, or anybody from the band or anybody is in the know, is it Potemkin's City Limit? You know, I should know this. It's Potemkin? It's okay. So Mr. Mumble says it's Potemkin City Limits, and that record came out in 2005 on Fat Rec. We're going to start with that one. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. We're big propaganda fans here. If you're in the same boat, 204-774-6877. Here we go. It's time to get loud at 2:30 in the morning.
Exactly what you're told. 1 million douchebags have their own.
we asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, I'm George Samoleski, CKUW enthusiast. I'm a Manitoban my entire life. I play with a local band called Propagandy. Years growing up in Portage La Prairie, the only sort of non-corporate radio that we could tap into was late night CBC. And when I moved to Winnipeg, there was a lot of initiatives trying to get radio stations going at both campuses. And it just seemed like it was such a valuable initiative. So that's when I first heard about it. It was actually the old A-Zone 91 Albert days. There was a lot of people coming through with requisitions to get certain programming on the fledgling station. And as it was coming about, I remember Paul Burrows going around with a little thing to try to get Democracy Now! On the new station, and it all happened. And like from day one, we were there working at our old record label office downtown in 91. We'd have it, playing all day long. You know, we'd start our day listening to Democracy Now! And open up the email and kind of, you know, start packaging some records and stuff like that in our little workshop. And we had CKUW on kind of right from the get-go. Over the years, being a student out of the U of M, taking criminology classes or whatever, it would point in these things where the concentration of media ownership in the corporate sphere, the bias is so heavy, like in a criminal sense. The owner of a newspaper won't report on their own crimes. It's sort of like, in a nutshell, what it comes down to. And it just seemed like over the years, you know, that concentration becoming more and more intense. And even within the last year, what we're seeing down south with some major media news outlets coming under the control of essentially the billionaire class, I think it's crucial that we have these alternatives, these, you know, real music made by real people and people who are passionate about creating space for alternative viewpoints to be heard. It's crucial for democracy, I think, to have these viewpoints and this programming to continue on. You know, it's accessible, it's free for everybody to tap into, it's participatory. I think if you're passionate about it, you can get involved in different capacities. It's like, this is sort of like a participatory program that is available for people to tap into, and I think the programming reflects so much of the diverse aspects of our city and province. It's just a beautiful thing. I love hearing just the range of the programming. It proves itself as an important hub for finding out about events, and many of the people doing the programming here are a part of these different art and music scenes, and it's just like this really important kind of nexus of all this activity. The other aspect is like it has a human voice to it. Like the programming, everything, you go up and down the list of all the shows, and it has a real human feel to it. You tap into like satellite radio or something, or playlists, and it just really doesn't feel like it's curated by anything outside of like some algorithm, which is really off-putting to me. And I just like the idea that there's a human voice and human interaction here in our city that's producing what you hear on the airwaves, and that keeps me coming back to the station. I like the human pulse of it.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Yeah. I'm not operating heavy machinery in those.
Oh. What's happening? Oh, I know. Oops.
What? denim jacket. Are you receiving my prayers through the noise of cars and static? God, are you there? Can you confirm I'm on the right goddamn bed? The day the rapture came, forgettable reveal. The clouds they opened up, and not a single person went to the chromatic whistle of carousel calliope. Stop the city, sins of our clouded idiot gig bad society. Stop.
That's our cue to have a good night.
Yeah, this is like sleepy music. Mm. This is for like putting the kids to bed.
The jewelry music. Box speaks.
Yeah.
Glockenspiels.
Yeah, well, Glockenspiels. What are the other ones? Glockenspiels. What was the other one? Oh, I love those things. In junior high, I remember we used to play Glockenspiels. There's those other ones, though, that were like higher pitched.
Higher pitched?
Yeah, I can't remember. Because glockenspiels were like the wood things,
no,
weren't
the last
they?
The metal ones are glockenspiels.
Oh.
The wood ones are xylophones.
That's right, xylophones.
Because xylo, it means wood.
Oh, right. Xylophones were cool.
And xylo, hey? There's xylene, there's xylo, yeah. There's some weird chemical, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also like a sweetener, artificial sweetener called xylitol or something.
Really?
It's based out of a wood, it's a wood derivative product thing.
So you're sweetening your tea or coffee with like wood?
Wood, yeah.
Crazy.
Not like wood alcohol, that'll kill you. But or blink you blind. But no, these it's whatever. Chemistry is very interesting stuff.
That is cool.
Turpentine comes from pine trees, you know.
Well, that's right. That's right.
It's like some weird, amazing ways you can do.
Don't drink turpentine, folks.
No,
although you can drink bleach, right? But wasn't there a bleach drinking contest at one point or something?
No.
During the pandemic or whatever?
Well, no, that was the wasn't that the Trump thing?
Yeah, I think Trump
then
said
somebody
that
got sick or
yeah,
died.
Yeah, you could drink bleach to get rid of COVID or something.
Yeah, it's like no.
That's another another brilliantism from Trump. Yeah, unbelievable. Well, there's our propaganda set, folks. Rock for Sustainable Capitalism from Potemkin City Limits, 2005. Sorry, Fat Wreck, and. George did a wonderful testimonial for us, and then we ended it off with Victory Lap. I thought maybe we'd do Victory Lap from the album Victory Lap from 2017. That's Epitaph Records, of course, but I thought maybe, we could play Victory Lap as in, like, you know, we're going to hit 60,000 victory type of thing. I know the song's not about that. I hope Prop write a song about CKW Fun Drive. And I hope it's 30 seconds long and just sheer heaviness, you know. But we're still waiting on a propaganda show for the new album, which is called At Peace. And it's spectacular. There's not a bad track on there, much like Victory Lap. But so far, no date. But I'm almost sure there'll be a couple in 2026. I'm almost sure. Yeah,
propaganda. But like, where are you during the, some sort of revolution or riot or some sort of thing, uprising, and then I'm just doing a home looking at my feed there, and like sticking my head in the sand. Oh, it's too bad. What are you gonna do about CKW? You gotta stand up for it.
That's right.
Put your money where your mouth is.
That's right. Yeah, we need the money. We're behind. There's no doubt about it. We are behind. We've got our work cut out for us for the next couple of days. So, if you haven't pledged yet, it's definitely appreciated. One thing I was going to say, too, I know a lot of people, when they pay their taxes are like, I don't know, man, the government wastes a bunch of our money. You know, they spend it on, like, stupid things. You know, I've been on the Board of Governors here at CKW for a bunch of years. I don't even know how many. I can guarantee you, when you pledge to CKW, your money actually goes towards CKW. You don't have to worry about that. We're not going to buy stupid stuff. Me, Tanis, Mr. Mumbles, and Uganda, who's our volunteer coordinator, we're talking about this. You know that we're waiting until the very last second to update our computer systems. You know that we're still on Windows 10 here, but they sent us a letter that said, listen, we're going to stop supporting or giving updates to Windows 10. And at that point, you know, it slowly becomes useless. But we've waited and waited and waited to do this, but we're going to spend the money this year, which is, again, why we need your pledges so we can update all our computers and everything like that. That's just another stupid thing. But no, like, your pledges actually go to stuff like that, not to, like, oh, we're not going to buy, like, a bunch of, I don't know, like, fancy water for us to drink. Nah, we're spending the money on the bare bones, the bare essentials to get us by. And if we raise enough money at this fund drive, we'll be able to do the extra programming and stuff. So please pledge us. It's 204-774-6877.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lick of paint in this place for 20 years. So.
Oh, no, it's peeling too, eh?
Yeah,
it's peeling.
Holes in the wall.
Yeah,
The foam is rotting off the wall. I mean, we've gotten miles. Doesn't owe us a cent, you know, this stuff.
For sure.
That computer looks like it came out of the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
But it's got some new guts in it, I suppose. I mean, Rob sort of cobbles things together, the station manager.
He's good at that,
cobbles
though.
Cobbles things, very DIY.
Yeah.
Those CD players are, since I've joined, and we still have if the computers do go down, we still have the tape machine in the back. So.
Yeah.
Analog, you know, always away. So.
Yeah. www.ckaw.ca.
Can stretch your money.
Yeah, and we'll do it for sure. So, but listen, we're out of here. It's 2:52 in the morning. I guess it's snowing outside. You took a look?
I didn't see too much. I know it was windy.
It was windy.
Had a couple spits when I came in a few hours ago. But.
Okay. Well, not too bad. But listen, we're going to get out of here. You got a few more minutes to call the 204-774-6877 before we got to clean up a little bit here. So give us a shout. You will be the latest caller ever on the Night Danger Radio Show. So you'll break Matt's record from, I think, 2 years ago, or maybe it was last year. I can't remember. So please give us a call. But listen, the www.ckuw.ca/donate, that, of course, is open 24/7, and you can still get at that. And, of course, you can still give us an e-transfer or a PayPal at fundrive@ckuw.ca. And, pledge away, folks. Where's my paper? Did I lose it? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, so one more time before we get out of here. We are sitting at $38,436 so far for the fund drive, which ends at Friday evening. And the Night Danger Radio Show looks like we're going to stay pat at $1,541. And thank you so much to everyone who's pledged, not just to this show, but to every single show out there. Definitely appreciated, but we definitely still need more of your help. If you've already pledged, tell your friends. Say, listen, they need your help. And before we go too, listen, this Thursday night, we're having a kind of wrap-up show at the Public Domain. It's going to be a heavy one. It's going to be Jug. It's going to be the Lizards. And it's going to be Brady Bart and the Mile Markers. What a cool name. I've never heard Brady Bart, but I have heard Jug and the Lizards are both wicked. So get out there to Public Domain. It's only $15. We're going to take some of that money towards Fund Drive. So it's amazing. Doors are at 8. The show will probably start at 9. And you'll be out of there by like 12:30 or maybe even earlier. And you can get up for work or school the next day. So listen, thank you so much, everybody. We're going to get the hell out of here. Heck out of here. And we're going to end with two songs by both the Buzzcocks and Red Cross. So.
Go to fundrive.ckw.ca. You got all night. We'll be gone, but that website's still open.
Yeah.
So
go for it. Take care, everyone. We'll see you. Thank you. Do I?
just move.